Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, President Trump praised lawmakers in Florida for passing gun restrictions last night. The bill is now in the hands of Governor Rick Scott. It goes further than the governor wanted because it would allow some teachers to carry guns in schools. It falls short of what some families affected by the Parkland school shooting wanted, which is a ban on semi-automatic weapons. And the measure defies the National Rifle Association because it raises the minimum age to buy rifles to 21, bans devices known as bump stocks, and creates a three-day waiting period to buy a gun. Joining us is Sasha Cordner. She's host and reporter at WFSU in Tallahassee. And Sasha, this was an emotional debate. It was a very close vote. It was bipartisan. How big of a deal was it for the Florida legislature to pass this?
This was a very big deal that it actually even passed, because if you'd asked anyone if this was a possibility last year, let alone a few weeks ago before that mass high school shooting, you'd actually probably having people looking at you like you're crazy, because even those who voted against the bill were a mixture of Democrats and Republicans who either said the bill went too far or didn't go far enough. Like some Republicans did not like the raising the minimum age to buy a gun to 21, or even the ban on bump stocks, which are actually add-ons that can allow a semi-automatic weapon to fire like an automatic weapon with the pull of a single trigger. And as for some Democrats, they're actually against the inclusion of the formerly called school marshal program, now called the Guardian program.
Let's talk about that, because that is one of the most controversial parts of this bill. But it seems like there's a provision in the Guardian program language that would exclude some teachers. In other words, if you only teach, you wouldn't be able to bring a gun into the classroom. Is that right?
Right. It's a voluntary program that would allow for certain designated people who have completed law enforcement training and have been deputized to have a gun on school grounds. When the measure came up in the Senate over the weekend, they agreed to limit it since it was giving even some Republicans some heartburn. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to note that Florida Senate President Joe Negron said that classroom teachers' exclusion actually got the measure over the finish line.
But 10 heads of the state's largest school systems are basically saying they have no intention of moving forward with that in their own schools. Are others in support of it?
That's a bit of a toss-up. While some schools are actually saying no, that they don't want to do this, others are saying yes. And also school superintendents and the local sheriff's offices both have to agree on that. And lawmakers have actually been in talks with school superintendents and local sheriff's offices about this. Some counties are saying yes, and some counties are saying no.
Well, there is a provision that would allow police to seize the weapons of mentally ill people who pose a threat, something called a red flag law, which is what we've reported on this program. But here's Governor Scott, who, of course, is a Republican, talking about whether or not he'll sign or veto this bill.
I'm going to review the bill line by line. And the group that I'm going to be talking to, the groups that I care the most about right now because it impacted them so much, is the families.
What is Governor Scott's political calculus here? He's been said to be weighing a run for the U.S. Senate. He's got the NRA to contend with. What's his thinking now?
Well, he has said, yes, I am a proud member of the NRA, but he actually seems to be... I don't want to say that he's leaning towards actually signing that bill, but I know that, you know, you had like some of the parents actually come even recently, some of the parents who actually lost some of their teenagers, talking to Governor Rick Scott and talking to members of the cabinet the other day, saying that, you know, these bills aren't perfect, but at least let's just pass something.
Yeah. Here's Andrew Pollack, whose daughter Meadow was killed in the shooting.
Nothing in life's ever perfect, but a majority of this bill is going to help the communities.
Do the victims' families actually believe that the language in this gun bill would help prevent a future shooting?
I think they believe that there are some very good portions contained in this bill that could actually be helpful, like raising that minimum age to require anyone to buy a gun to 21 because the shooter was actually 19. There's also some things about, you know, the ban on bump stocks, which has been that add-on that has been that has actually popped up in some of these mass shootings. And then also, as you'd mentioned, the provision that allowed law enforcement to seize weapons from a person deemed mentally ill and will likely pose a threat. And, you know, there's a whole list of provisions that they said that they are very much in favor of. The only thing that people have said that they're not too certain of is that arming teachers provision.
All right. Sasha Cordner is host and reporter at WFSU in Tallahassee. Sasha, thank you so much.
Thank you.